This is The Pulse.
So, for this segment, I am passing you over to Will, who's reading our local story.
So, more student accommodation could be built in the Lenton area. Plans have been made for 6 apartments that could house more than 20 students off Faraday Road. This is in addition to the development of 700 student flats by Unite Students that is currently under construction nearby. Some local residents have criticised it, but Nottingham City Council have argued there needs to be 5,000 more rooms to house students in by September 2024 to meet increased demand. So, do people think there is a need to build more student accommodation, or do we think there's enough in Nottingham at the moment?
I'm quite surprised that they feel there is a demand for more accommodation just because of the amount, when you try and total it up, the amount of accommodation we have on campus. But having said that, not specifically in Nottingham, but I know there are certain universities in the UK where students are having to stay in accommodation at different cities because they just simply do not have space, and given the increasing number of students over the years, this might be sort of more forward looking and actually be a blessing in future years potentially.
Because I kind of think that's one thing we are kind of quite lucky with in Nottingham. I don't think there's particularly a shortage of accommodation, like Laura says. I mean, like, the cities like Durham, Manchester and that have been in the news recently, where there's been, you know, it's been reported that there's not really been enough accommodation for the number of students that want it. So I kind of think that we don't really need it in Nottingham, but then at the same time it's a difficult one because, you know, if we were to suddenly have a lot more students, I don't know whether, you know, whether there would be enough. But I think at the moment, right now, I don't think there is a need for it personally.
Yeah, I agree there in that I don't think there's a need for it now. And I've been at the uni for 4 years, and all there has ever been is more accommodations built. And particularly in Lenton, in that area near Faraday Road, it's quite interesting that they're just making a massive student hub there. And quite a lot of locals' concern is the fact Lenton is just turning into a student neighbourhood, which I do kind of agree with, as I did move away from Lenton to Beeston because it was so noisy. I like quiet places. Don't hate.
No, I've been living in Beeston since I moved out of halls, so I can completely get behind you there.
Superiority.
Truly, so. Beeston superiority is the way to go. But I do think one thing, because I was absolutely going to mention the issues they've been having in Durham and Manchester and so on, where students have been sort of queuing up at letting agents, just desperately having to take the first one they get offered, which is obviously not a situation we want to have here. I think the reality is, you know, University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent, they're accepting more students every single year, you know, more and more on year than they have the year before. And it is difficult because I understand locals don't want, you know, massive, huge, hulking blocks of accommodation overlooking their gardens. But at the same time, a lot of the issues local residents have is students taking over homes that could otherwise be used as family homes. And there is sort of an argument to be made that, is it better to be building kind of purpose-built blocks of student accommodation and have a dedicated student area? And then you can also have, you know, family areas where maybe it's a little bit less noisy, it's a little bit less kind of manic, a little bit less party town. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think often the knee-jerk reaction to any new student accommodation could just be like, oh, it's bad. And, you know, yeah, that's not, it can have its uses.
Yeah, I completely agree. The university recently purchased a plot of land near the castle to build a new campus. So in the future, they are going to need more student accommodation. They're building a new campus.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea.
Yeah. A little segue.
I can't remember the full details, but there's a plot of land near the castle in the city centre that Nottingham bid for, and they are building a new campus. I can't remember when exactly, but there was a survey sent out to students last year about what they'd like to see. So sometime in the next few years, it's likely to be the business school and possibly PhD in further education. But there will be more students welcomed at the university as a result, so this could be positive in that regard as well. But I guess my question to you is, a lot of students tend to move out of halls after first year, and like you guys, I'm living in a house in Beeston this year. So do you think there's a need for all of this accommodation when most of it will go to first years rather than students further down the line?
Yeah, I don't think there's really particularly a need for it, because, like I say, I think, you know, by the time most first years have lived in, you know, they've gone into the catered halls or into like place like Broadgate Park, yeah, I don't think there's really a particular shortage of accommodation for them. I don't, you know, every year I think there's usually very few problems in sorting it out. But I guess maybe one of the issues might be sort of just sort of changing maybe it slightly, but is that what else could that land be used for in Lenton? Because, you know, people say, well, it could be built for, you know, ordinary houses, but then has Lenton become such a student-y area that it wouldn't be very attractive for local residents to live in, particularly now, because, you know, they associate Lenton as being an area for students. So if there isn't a demand for locals to want to live in Lenton, I suppose you could argue, well, the land is just, if it's vacant at the moment, it's not being used for anything, might as well build student accommodation. And if it needs to be used in a few years' time, well, eventually it will see some sort of use, even if it's not now.
Yeah, I think the article actually states that the land wasn't used for anything at the moment. But my major concern is the segregation that's slowly growing between locals and students. Mm. So particularly with these new builds, Lenton is just becoming a bigger and bigger student hub, whereas locals are kind of being pushed out to other neighbourhoods. There are also like concerns over expenses of these new neighbourhoods where you're having to buy houses. And I think, particularly at the moment, the tensions between students and locals has never been good. Mm. And by putting all the students with other students, we're just making that gap even bigger and that tension just grow even more. When students come to university as a kind of easing into adulthood, it's a way to kind of build experiences other adults have without being kind of dropped in the deep end. And by separating students from locals, from families, they're not learning what it's like to live in a normal society, in a normal place. And that does concern me. But at the same time, I'm happy for all students to be lumped together because it means I could go to bed early.
I think a lot of locals would share kind of your immediate reaction there, though, that maybe it is better for them all to be in one big building away from them so that they're not being woken up and their kids aren't being disturbed and things like that. But I do totally agree with your point that that does not help students learn how to live within a community kind of effectively and respectfully. And I think, you know, there's the ideal world is where students and locals kind of live harmoniously.
Happy
in areas.
Rainbows, unicorns.
Exactly.
Everyone loves each other.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how feasible that is. I also think another problem is that these big student accommodation kind of purpose-built blocks often tend to be really expensive.
They're also really ugly.
Really ugly. But a lot of students just won't go into them if they're very ugly and very expensive. And they'll be like, oh, well, I prefer to just live in a house with my mates instead. Like, that's so much more kind of fun and easy and cheap. So it's quite difficult to find the balance, I think.
Exactly. I think with Nottingham there is a like difficult balance to be made. So for me personally, I was in catered halls for my first year, so self-catered accommodation seemed a natural next step, and I was in Lenton last year, and I was really lucky that where I was based, students were quiet and respectful. And then in my final year I've moved into a house, but I've avoided Lenton because I know it's a like student area, and I think there needs to be an element of respect, and students need to be, you know, I don't think that students should be stereotyped as noisy and antisocial, but unfortunately that seems to be the trend at the moment with students not respecting the area they're living in. And I think it's really unfortunate that students and locals have this tension when it's a really good opportunity to meet students.
I agree with you there as well. It's a missed opportunity for students to learn to be respectful, to learn to get along with locals. But then again, there's so many different arguments for and against, and it's clearly the council and the university and just accommodation providers in general think it is a good idea to have these built more. But another argument, just to throw out there before we move to a break, is, are these accommodation blocks being built because the student houses and blocks already available are getting too expensive? Like, what is going to happen to those that are on the upper threshold of rent? What do you guys think? We have a quick pause. Oh, Laura's taking... No, Will.
I think that's the thing. I mean, as we discussed earlier, I can't see that these new student flats that are being built, I can't see that they'd be any cheaper in most cases than a student house. So I don't think you can argue that building it, for example, would mean that it's more affordable for poorer students, because I say that these sort of places, they don't charge really cheap rents, they just don't. So I don't know if it will really, I don't know how it would affect the housing market. I mean, whether it would bring rents down for student houses because there's more, you know, supply and demand, if demand's roughly the same but there's more potential rooms available, I suppose it could bring down the price, the rent for student houses, but I don't know enough about if it's happened elsewhere, you know, how the effect's been on the housing market to know exactly what would happen.
So just an idea for you guys, Impact is currently investigating student experiences of housing and letting apartments privately, and the kind of idea that we got for the price range of renting is between £100 and £150 per week at the moment. And I just kind of, just quick round table, how much do you guys pay for rent, if you're willing to share with me? Like, I pay £110 per week without bills already. I can't imagine then going into a brand new block of apartments that are probably going to be inclusive bills, hopefully, hint, hint. and I can expect it will cost more. Like, I can barely afford that at the moment. What about you guys?
I mean, I'm lucky. I'm paying £90 a week, bills exclusive. It is a nice amount. Probably does reflect the state of the house we're living in, but that's kind of by the by. But I do agree that, like, there is a new kind of block of these student flats built in Beeston, not far away from where I am, and the rents were like £135, £140 a week, which is just so completely out of my and so many other students' price ranges. It's untrue, especially, you know, with the cost of living, the rising cost of just absolutely everything. You know, it is just kind of unaffordable. So I do kind of think these big new student accommodation blocks are a bit maybe short-sighted and kind of focused on immediate profit-making and not kind of long-term impacts on the community and how it's really going to work in the long term.
Yeah, I agree. I think, mine is a little bit more pricey. It's more like £120 per week, but it's still a lot less expensive than it would be to be in these catered accommodations. And with the cost of living crisis and everything else, even though you've got the security of bills being inclusive, you don't get these sudden shock prices with the huge increases in prices at the moment with the energy. There's still this like demand for them to be cheaper and more accessible for students.
Yeah, well, actually I live in one of the Broadgate Park, with an area for like second and third year students, and so I'm paying around about £130 a week with bills included. So mine, yeah, I can say is fairly reasonable, but I have heard there's people, I think it's Dagfa. And the prices House, that they pay there are like literally off the scale, the rent that they pay. So I think it definitely varies, but I can imagine perhaps if these new apartment blocks in Lenton are built, I can imagine they'll possibly put some sort of premium on, maybe for them just being new. So I don't somehow feel that they'll be that cheap, the rent, personally.
Yeah, I think we have a unanimous idea that it's not going to be cheap. It's probably not going to be affordable to those who are lower band financially. And I think that is a shame, particularly with more stuff being built. But I am going to have to finish this segment now. So do we have any final thoughts before we go to our next song?
One thing I would just say is that if you can make living in the local community work, do. There's this really lovely lady that lives like a few doors down from me. She has a little sign on her gate every single day telling us a new fun fact. She sends us Christmas cards. She put out like cake for the BBC's birthday. She's a lovely woman.
Can I move in with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
She's delightful. Everyone should meet her. So, you know, there are some gems in the local community if you can kind of live harmoniously.
Yeah, so moral of this section, please give living with the local community a try, because there's some nice old ladies who will give you cake and a fun fact of the day. So
this is URN.